Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM, time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism. We want to focus on the latter part of that title, as recently Council has been getting some presentations talking about the five-year tourism plan. First of all, can you just give us a really brief idea of what is this plan supposed to be generally?
Sure. So as some people may know, we had a tourism plan that was done several years ago in 2002 that expired in 2008, and it was called The Trail. And it built off of a lot of the learnings of the early 2000s, but obviously a lot of things have changed, especially the pandemic. So last year, we were able to receive a grant from FedNor to fund a updated tourism plan that took into account how many things had changed during the pandemic and gave us as the municipality, as well as our partners, some recommendations on how to adapt to those changes, how the climate has changed, and how we move forward from that. So this tourism plan is particularly in response to the post-pandemic era, because we've seen a lot of changes in tourism over the last 2 or 3 years, everything from things being completely shut down and nobody being able to go anywhere, to things being busier than ever as more people, particularly from Southern Ontario, got outside, got camping, and did some of those things that they wouldn't normally do because those were the only things available during the pandemic. So it's been a really interesting process because we've been really informed about how much things has changed over the last several years. And now we're down to the very end stages of it, which is developing those final specific actions to take advantage of those changes and make sure that we can bring our community into the post-pandemic era successfully.
So some of what we've been hearing in the presentations to council was analyzing some of the assets or challenges that especially Wawa faces, specifically some of the types of things, even including what types of businesses or availabilities on that sense. That is a big part of being able to make a plan, I guess.
Absolutely. So it's all great to talk about what you're good at, but that doesn't really help you get better, right? It's really important for us to talk about what the challenges are in our community, in particular the challenges that relate to tourism. A lot of them that were brought up by community members who we surveyed and we talked to, and we had, you know, focus groups with members of the community, members of our local businesses, is the condition of the downtown. So there's recommendations in our tourism plan to really help us focus on the downtown and help us focus on what specifically we can do to beautify it, to make it more welcoming for residents and for tourists alike. Another one of our challenges that was identified as part of the plan was our online presence. So some of our businesses have a really good online presence. Some of our businesses don't have a really like user-friendly online presence. And some of our businesses don't have an online presence at all. So when someone's looking to come to our community and stay in our community, they might have a challenge finding accommodations, finding a restaurant, finding things like that. So we're looking at how we do online presence as a community as a whole. And one of the things was the Eat, Shop, Live campaign. So that's something that we're looking into as to how we can make that campaign more conducive to those businesses who struggle with their online presence. So several challenges identified throughout, and of course lots of actions to go along with how we address those challenges.
When you talk about actions, are you talking about a step-by-step, or is this more of a vague work on improving the environment? What type of actions are we talking about?
So in the report, it's very vague in terms of the actual findings, but the report contains one really key piece, which is an appendix of all the actions. And so that is broken down from the goals, which are a little bit more vague, right? So things like improve communications is a quite vague thing, but then that gets broken down for us as staff into this big spreadsheet of what we're specifically going to do to address those issues, right? So in the improve communications, for example, one of the specific things that we're going to do is look at our own website and what information is contained on there that faces visitors, and to make sure that we have a system to update that information on a regular basis with all of our festivals, events, things like that. So those are all, you know, where the goals, which are somewhat vague, translate into actions, which are very specific, and it gives us as staff a multi-year roadmap of exactly what we're going to do over the next couple years to meet those goals.
So where are we with the plan at this time? Is it something that's in effect and moving forward? Where are we?
So right now with the plan, we are at the stage where we've got the actual report designed by the consultant. We've got the actions narrowed down. That has gone to council to review, but it hasn't been passed yet. And then the next stage is for us as staff to develop the implementation plan. So that's who's responsible for which actions, how they're going to be done, what priorities there are. And that information is really, really granular and something that we use as a who, what, where, when, how for the actions themselves. So the plan is quite close to being done. It was provided to council, like I said, to review, and we're expecting that council would take a final look at it, provide us with any of their feedback, and that plan be passed by council by the end of the month, start of next month, so that we can start really honing down on what we're doing for the next quarter.
And again, this is not just a particular season for tourism. It's a whole year look at it.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is a four-season approach to tourism. There's lots of things that happen in the wintertime outside of the traditional, you know, summer tourism that our community can capitalize on. And the municipality in particular looks at that as a challenging time where we can do more to make sure that we attract people to the community to keep that particular industry going and growing healthily.
Once again, that is Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism, joining us for Town Talk here at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.